This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Economists have been saying for months that the manufacturing sector of the economy, even in the hard-hit Midwest, is making a comeback. And there's evidence that a recovery is starting to get underway, but no one is sure if the progress can last. Here's NPR's Janet Babin.
Economist Richard DeKayser with Cleveland-based National City Corporation says the manufacturing industry has been pulling out of recession for almost a year.
Since the middle of 2003, all kinds of indicators which measure orders to manufacturers and industrial production activity have shown a pronounced uptrend, though it has not until very recently been evident in employment.
The Labor Department's revised numbers now show modest increases in manufacturing jobs over the past 3 months, but the gains come after more than 40 straight months of decline. DeKayser says businesses are tentative about hiring after recessions because they don't know if the upward trend will hold.
So what they do is wait for a while to see if it's going to last, and only when that sustainability question's been answered in the affirmative do they then start increasing payrolls.
Apparently satisfied that the economic improvements are sustainable, two Cleveland area factories came back online last week, a renovated Ford engine plant and an ISG steel casting plant. The steel plant is steamy and gritty. Heat rises from the glowing slabs as water gushes underneath to cool them. Union electrician Ron Chernick watches the process and talks about the factory with reserved optimism.
The way we're running, I think it's gonna be good for the United States and for the economy here. But depending upon the economy is, that's the way the steel industry is. And we may be slow at times, but I think that we're going to continue to go.
If Chernick sounds wary, that's probably appropriate. Joseph Shapiro is chief U.S. economist with Maria Fiorini Ramirez Incorporated.
I wouldn't want to depend on manufacturing jobs leading this employment recovery because I think manufacturers in particular are being hit hard by the increases we've seen in commodity prices and other costs.
These higher costs might be the reason why some factories will be closing. One of these is Timken Company, south of Cleveland. It's shutting down three bearings facilities within 2 years. Timken Company was the site of a visit last year from President George W. Bush. The president, speaking from one of the factory floors, told the employees that Congress should pass his tax cut plan because it would save jobs.
Some in Congress say the plan is too big. Well, it seems like to me they might have some explaining to do. If they agree that tax relief creates jobs, then why are they for a little bitty tax relief package?
The president's tax cuts were passed, and the Bush administration credits them with creating manufacturing jobs since February. But economist Heather Boucher with the Center for Economic and Policy Research says the president's tax relief package has failed to create enough jobs.
This has been the longest job loss and then no job gain recovery that we've seen in recent history. Typically, in this far into recovery, we would have been seeing many more jobs having been replaced than has been the case.
But National City economist Richard DeKayser remains optimistic about the sector, at least for the near future.
I very much believe that the manufacturing sector rebound we've been enjoying for some time now will continue and will increasingly be characterized by job gains as we go through the remainder of 2004 and quite possibly even into 2005.
But DeKayser believes these gains will be short-lived because the manufacturing sector will never perform as well as it did 25 years ago. Eventually, he says, the losses will return and workers should be prepared. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.